Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Technopolis Annual Report 2010 conference call. For your information, today's call is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Keith Silverang, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Right. Hello, everybody. I hear there's 13 of you out there. And I'm going to give a brief summary, or relatively brief summary, of how the year went, and then open this up to questions, and I hope you'll be active. So as for 2010... I guess I could open this conversation by saying that we're very satisfied. We had a good year. It started out in a pretty challenging way. First half was tough. It got increasingly easier during the year, and by the second half we were seeing a very strong performance. Thanks to a recovering market and thanks to extremely strongly performing personnel. So we really had a strong second half, and as a result of that strong second half, we ended up having a really pretty good year. And if I go to the sort of main events, the highlights of the year, highlights of 2010, I'd like to point to these following few things. And really the message here is that 2010 brought us back to the kind of growth path that Technopolis is used to being on and that we were on before the recession. We saw operationally the whole environment in Finland improving significantly in the second half. You could say that the country really is in a full-scale recovery. The occupancy rate in the second half improved 1.6%, which is really a very large jump for companies in our field, and we came back to the level that we were at, 94.4%, very healthy occupancy level by the end of the year, and all signals right now are pointing up. Both sales and EBITDA were on target, on a satisfactory level, and we had already during 2010, more than 30,000 square meters in new projects, organic greenfield projects under construction in the capital area, Kuopio, Tampere, and now after the year end with the launch of Innova 2, and today we announced the launch of Tampere's second phase of the Yliopistollinen project. So we take our whole pipeline, we've got a little more than 100,000 square meters of greenfield projects either under construction or in the planning phase. So I'd say that we're already moving toward pretty significant growth, even without any acquisitions. In Estonia, we were able to get land that we missed a case. That's not news, but what is, I think, important to mention here is that the integration proceeded not only according to the plan, but more rapidly than planned, and we've already got a very good operation, well integrating, profitable, and the occupancy is on the rise. Estonia's growing now. They've got inflation to 5%. The euro is stimulating the economy, and we're extremely happy that we entered the Estonian market when we did. As for Russia, we are at 65% in our pre-let rate, and the building is open. It's commissioned. We actually just got the registration papers in there, so that's going to allow for final leases to be done. Move-ins during the first half of this year should bring us cash flow as needed, and we are reasonably confident, in fact, very confident, that we can fill this building, and our aim is to make sure that happens during 2011. In fact, one of the things that I'd like to be able to do is launch the second phase already in 2011, if at all possible, and the planning and design of that second phase has already begun. So we're forecasting a range in our guidance, 9 to 11% growth in both top line and EBITDA for 2011. Some may think this is a little cautious, but it's based only on the projects that we know are completing and on the assumptions we've made about the positive development of our occupancy here in Finland, in Estonia, and in St. Petersburg, if there are any acquisitions, they would have a positive impact on that. So we would then have to tweak that guidance. But I'm not willing to do that until we actually have concrete projects that are closed. Moving on to the numbers, I think when we look at the key figures for last year, the main comment I want to make is that on all of those figures, you could say no matter whichever figures we look at, whether net sales, EBITDA, operating profits, financial occupancy, equity ratio, or earnings per share, we've seen positive development. There's been some questions from some analysts about the difference between our top-line sales figure growth and the EBITDA growth, and really, it's simple. We have a slight difference between those two figures for the simple reason that we've invested strongly in our internationalization platform, and we had costs related to the vacancy or vacant space that had to be maintained as usual in Oel and in St. Petersburg when the average occupancies were lower in those areas than in previous years for Oel and slower than expected in St. Petersburg. But there's really no mystery to that. It's not the winter or anything else. It's simply a combination of the average vacancy rate having been lower and then the investments we've made in these internationalization and development projects. And those development projects have completed during the year, so I hope that we'll now be seeing financial benefits from those things rather than costs. If we look at the occupancy rates, and now we've published or disclosed for the first time the financial occupancies by city, and that's part of a program that I'm working on to try to increasingly disclose more and more information based on feedback that we're getting from analysts and portfolio managers. I think the message from looking at our occupancies city by city is that every town, really with the exception of Oulu, has shown a recovery and occupancies are rising. It's clear that we have some challenges in Oulu, but those challenges are and have been under control. We sold more than 10,000 new square meters in Oulu in 2010, and I have reason to believe and I have some confidence that we can take care of that situation in Oulu and we can improve that situation in Oulu during 2011. We're working very hard on it, and we all know the importance of Nokia, but the fact is that Nokia is only 6% of our revenues, our dependency on Nokia is declining all the time as we grow in other areas. Looking at the cap rates, I think it should be noted that Nokia, we're showing cap rates also city by city, and really the main message here is that we had on the whole year a 0.08% decline in the cap rates and net yields, and that has had a positive impact on our operating profit, nice that we don't have these valuation issues clouding our performance. Look at a little more detail on the numbers. I think the main message looking at our sales and earnings figures is that our direct result, you can see, has declined, and there the main reasons are the non-recurring costs from investing in Ulamiste. That's, the lawyers, the consultants, the whole army that you need to use has generated some non-recurring costs there. And then, of course, the St. Petersburg operation, we had some influence of roughly $1.8 million on a negative influence on our sales and earnings from the St. Petersburg operations. Once we've got the building full, we'll be making normal margins on those operations. So I'm really pretty optimistic that we will get that building full, and once we do, it'll be generating normal cash flow and normal revenues and normal EBITDA. You look at our balance sheet and the related key figures there. I think what I'd like to spotlight here is that we're now we have a lot of growth projects in the pipeline, as I mentioned earlier. And to be really frank, it's quite obvious that to continue this pace will not be possible while protecting a 35% minimum equity ratio for long. So sooner or later, we're going to have to figure out when is the time to strengthen our balance sheet and strengthen our equity ratio in order to protect the continuity of our investment pipeline. I think that's the main message. But if we continue like this, it looks like we should be getting close to about a 1 billion euro balance sheet just in time for our 30th anniversary celebrations next year. Looking regionally, there's a pie chart, and you can see that the share of Oulu is now only 30%. It's dropped significantly over the last few years, and the trend will continue with each new acquisition and each new greenfield project launched outside the Oulu area, so that the not only our dependency on Nokia we have to look after, it's also our dependency on Oulu that we have to look after, and we are doing so. And if you look at our customer portfolio, it's becoming increasingly diversified. That's nothing new, but this is now intensified thanks to these acquisitions in Estonia. And also I want to point out, reminding those of you who've been following our press releases, that the kind of deals we've seen in Kuopio, like the Savonia Polytechnical Institute moving into our Kuopio campus, is a classic example of how innovation environment-related public sector institutions who are also good payers and good users of services are moving increasingly into our campuses. They bring longer-term lease agreements. They bring stability to our occupancies, and they also bring a lot of value add, connecting students, professors, researchers with the companies that are in our campuses. And this is a strategic decision to encourage these kinds of customerships that we will be following intensively in every campus and in every new project that we launch. It's just the kind of development that we're working on in all of our new projects. Moving on to our pipeline, I'll just go into a little bit of detail. So to be more precise, we have now 71,550 square meters under construction, having today launched the Yliopisto Rinne 2 in Tampere, phase 2 of the downtown Tampere operation, where phase 1 was very rapidly filled up. Phase 2 is now got a 25.1% pre-let rate. So this is the second project we've already launched, and the year's just begun. The Innova 2 in downtown Jyväskylä project, very similar venue, was launched just a few weeks ago, and so, you know, within a space of roughly 4 weeks or so, we've launched almost 20,000 square meters of new space, and with roughly 32 million euros worth of investments, and these are just the kind of projects that we want to launch more of. And if you look at the projects in the planning phase, there are three of them: Pulkova 2 phase 2, Technopolis Ulemiste in Estonia we have an opportunity to launch this year, and in Kuopio another phase. I strongly believe that we have good opportunities to launch at least two of these during this year, maybe all, but no promises at this stage of the game. And altogether, there's this 105,000 in the pipeline, and so you can see we're returning to more or less normal levels of organic growth. And that's really pretty much my brief summary. I'll just come back to where I started. The outlook for 2011 looks bright. The business environment here in Finland is looking good. It is also looking very good in Estonia. maybe even better in Estonia than it is in Finland right now. And also things are looking up in Russia. Russian economy is rebounding, and eventually we will see that in the form of less overcapacity and healthier rent levels. It'll take some time to get there, but it's also going to take a really long time before new projects are launched in the Pulkovo area. So really, pretty much it's just us and Pulkovsky, and Pulkovsky is getting close to being full. So we're in the nice position of being almost the only game in that part of the town. So, you know, with all three of our economies looking reasonably buoyant and growing reasonably briskly, although there are, of course, all kinds of instability factors in the global environment, you never know. Double dips are always possible. Right now, my feeling is that is quite optimistic regarding 2011. It's going to be, of course, very hard, tough and challenging, and competition is still very tough, but I'm quite confident that we can do good work in 2011 and get healthy, profitable growth. So we're standing by this guidance of 9-11%. Some may consider this cautious. We consider it realistic. And if we manage to land another acquisition, I consider it possible, although I have to say that no guarantees, because these kinds of projects, they take their time and negotiations can be delayed. Possible to land one project in 2011, but time will tell. So right now, the lights are green and the systems are go, and our whole staff is flat out and excited about the year to come. That's pretty much my presentation. So I invite our host to invite you to ask whatever questions you wish, and I'll do my best to answer them.